Montenegrin Nevena Nikolic came to West Point 3 years ago. The academy has accepted foreign students for more than 100 years. The first graduated in 1889.
That gentleman was from Guatemala. Since that time, we've graduated 478 internationals, and they represent 84 different countries. So it's quite a long living program.
Nevena applied to the U.S. Military Academy after learning about the experience of fellow Montenegrins who graduated from the Naval Academy in Annapolis.
I came to West Point a couple of days before the training started. Everything was great because we had sponsor families who were there to help us with everything. And then the training started, which was very challenging because the transition from civilian to military life is very difficult. So the next 2 to 3 months of military training were crucial.
After initial difficulties, Nevena adapted well to life at West Point. Situated along the banks of the Hudson River, less than 50 miles north of New York City, the academy has been training officers for the U.S. Army since its establishment in 1802. Brent Matthews, associate dean in charge of international students, says there are good reasons for accepting students from other countries.
The rationale in the old days was to train future leaders the way we train ours, and to teach them and to develop them. Nowadays it's changed a little bit. I think our rationale is to develop the individual to be the best that that person can be, not necessarily to be a rubber stamp West Point graduate, but to develop them so that they can take tools home, whether they use them or not, whether the lessons are applicable to that situation, they may not be. But if we offer them the tools on critical thinking, then that's the true benefit.
U.S. law allows for up to 60 students from foreign countries to attend a military academy, which has 4,400 cadets, and their education is sponsored by their governments. There are now 54 international students representing 30 different countries. The main challenge for foreign cadets is English language proficiency. For Matthews, their presence at the academy is absolutely vital.
The American cadets they get to look at the world through the lens of another person. They get exposure to things that not everything we do in America is the only way to do things. They can see different approaches and different psychological ways of looking at things to expand their minds. So it benefits the American cadets to have the internationals with that. It also benefits the internationals to see things the way America sees things.
For Nevena Nikolic, who will graduate in May of 2019, her West Point education will be a good starting point for her planned career in the Montenegrin Army.
I would really like to be able to go to Afghanistan with my unit as soon as possible, because I think that kind of military training is the best for future development as a soldier. I'm looking forward to those kind of challenges.
Milena Djurcic for VOA News, West Point, New York.